Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last meeting in Nepal where all of you will be together for a channel. But there are those leaving. And so we wish to address something. And some of you may think this will be amusing. I hope so. A group of old souls, many of you, have been with us in this amazing journey for almost 20 days. You all know about yin and yang. You know about opposites. You know about duality. You know about that which is negative and positive. You know about that which is high and low. And so we wish to expose this in a fun way. The ones who are here are old souls. And if you talk to a local, they would know what an old soul was. It is a soul who has been reincarnated on this planet many, many times. And each time you come, you learn things, you experience things, you solve things you haven't done before. And over a long period of time, you gain wisdom. You know how things work. You look at things differently. And that's who's here. And that's who I address now. And yet there is a far larger audience listening to this as we wind down this tour, this experience, this journey in India and Nepal. So what I wish to do is paint a picture of how sometimes things are seen. There's the old soul. There's the wisdom of the old soul. And then there's the tourist. So let's look at this journey and pieces of it from two sides. But there are those listening in a greater audience that are tourists who may not understand what an old soul sees and experiences. Through the eyes of an old soul, there is one thing that is seen. Through the eyes of a tourist, there's something else. And so we play the game of opposites. When you first arrived here, let us say it's the tourist. And they would say to those later when they go home, you won't believe the traffic in India, if you can even call it that. It is amazing. Who shares the road in which direction they go? There doesn't seem to be any semblance of order. There are no rules. They share it with humans, cars, buses, bicycles, cows, pigs, chickens. And they're all going different directions all the time. How can they possibly exist? It is one of the strangest, most complex, and confusing things I've ever seen. That's the tourist. What did you see? The old soul looks at it and says, you won't believe what we saw. There are so many people here. A fifth of the world's population lives here. And they somehow have figured it out. Who goes where? They share the streets with themselves, with the animals, with all of the vehicles, with all those walking, and somehow they all know where they're going. They all make room for the next one. There seems to be lots of horn honking where they tell the one behind them or in front, I'm here. Watch out. I'm here. Somehow they have come together in the most amazing way, going every direction possible. And they figured it out. They live together, even on the streets. You think it's chaos? I see harmony. The metaphor for this, dear ones, is the planet. The planet must share the road of life in the same way. Without the rules of one religion or another, or one country of another, and somehow figure out, honking to let the other one know, watch out, I'm behind you, watch out, I'm in front of you so I won't hurt you. Going from here to there, sharing it with the animals of the planet, with the earth, with each other, in ways that may seem chaotic, and yet you figure it out. You know where you're going. And the old soul will come to India and smile and say, look at this. There's no place like it on the planet. It may seem chaotic, but they figured it out. They know how to get along. They know how to move in the streets. The tourist will go to the Ganges and they will say, you won't believe what we saw. Throngs, thousands, in heat which is stifling, even at night, over 90 degrees, 34, or even greater. You can hardly breathe, and there they are going down to get a swim in the river. It's a strange culture. And every single night, there's some kind of party. And they do it for so long, and they do it for so long. How can they do such a thing? It's an odd thing indeed that they would do this. The tourist goes away, shaking their head. The old soul sees something different. The old soul may not be a Hindu. The old soul may be from Europe or some of the other Western places, but the old soul sees the joy. And they see those who have made the journey with joy in their faces, in their prayers, completing something that is so special to them. Tears in their eyes as they wash themselves and look at one another, as they make a pilgrimage to a very special, unique place where they can have oneness with Spirit. It doesn't matter how many there are, families together. And you want to just look at them. And you want to give them the high five of a namaste. And you want to say, job well done, dear human being. I understand you. For the God in you is the God in me. And it may not be my culture, but I know you. Congratulations. There'll come a day when the world can see this. Not the Ganges, but the celebration that may look odd. The oneness of spirit in so many lands, in so many branches of the one tree, doing their own ceremonies, looking strange with all of their prayer rugs or their statues or their prophets. And you'll be able to look at each other and say, job well done. For I see the same in you as I have in me. There is a oneness of spirit that cannot be faked. And you feel it no matter what the celebration is. We see it in your eyes. We see it in the tears of joy. Because you know the oneness of the spirit inside you is the creative source of the planet. That's the old soul. And there's going to be more old souls that will look upon others and understand and see the compassion and not look at the process or the culture or the language or the procedure, but they will look inside. Job well done. It's the difference between the tourist who doesn't care and the old soul who's been around and know so much. There's so many other things you could say. The tourist will look at that in this land, and they'll say, there's so many temples and so many statues, and some of them look so odd with so many arms. We don't know what these people really believe. The tourist will go then to the monastery. They say it lasted forever. We don't know what was happening. It was sore. We sat on the floor. We're not used to that. There was music we've never heard. We just had to endure it until it was over. That's the tourist. It was quaint, they may say. The old soul knows about the statues, their helpers, beautiful. Like so many religions on the planet would have object saints, other things that they can look at to help reduce the negativity. One for health, one for long life, and tradition, ancient tradition that makes them look the way they do because every single thing means something beautiful. And as far as the monastery and as far as sitting there enduring, you know, the old soul will say there's layers. There's layers of celebration. There's one for the health of all humanity. And we partook of the bread as a symbol that no one would starve for the planet. We went through another wave for longer life and peace for the planet. We went through another wave, and every single one of them was compassionate and beautiful and meaningful. A group of those dedicated. That's all they do. Yes, it took a while, but it should. That's all they do. They bless the planet over and over, knowing that the thoughts and the intentions and the compassion of the few affect the whole. And the old soul will say, this may not be my way, but I agree. Job well done, you would say, old soul, from wherever you were, as you watch everything you see and you look into it and you see the oneness, the purpose, the reason. Perhaps there'll come a day when there are no more tourists. And when they come to a place like this, and their eyes are wide open, and they see what it means, the togetherness, the family ties, the beauty, the purpose, the meaning of namaste. And they will see in these cultures that you have visited things they see in no other culture on earth. Because there is a togetherness, a beauty, and it hides in the things you don't understand. But the old souls in this group will take this away and take it home and measure their words carefully when somebody says, how was India and Nepal? And it won't be through the eyes of a tourist. Job well done for all of you. And so it is.